guys, I'll get started with you now. I thought one thing that was clear last night was the toughness of this team. We are a battle-tested brotherhood, and that kind of experience, I thought, certainly showed up last night. We talked to the team about passing the baton, you know, between offense, defense, special teams, and I thought you saw a good bit of that last night. I'll give you a few examples. The special teams, I thought, setting it off with forcing turnovers, Matt Bryant's consistency, you know, in the kicks. I thought defensively, down in the red zone, that was a real factor. And then, you know, on the early part of the game, you know, limiting, you know, where they had to go punt. And then offense, at the end of the day, you know, with a time of possession of over, you know, 37 and a half minutes, with high regard for the ball, you heard me talk during the week, I thought the turnover margin would be a factor in this game, and it was. So we knew that the ball was going to be in these proven moments a big thing, and that certainly was yesterday. So we're starting to play our best ball and be the best version of ourselves, and we recognize, you know, we're all an extension of each other. And I think I hope what you saw last night was the best part of our team is the team. And we've got another proven opportunity this week, and one, the preparation's already underway. But I'm glad to open it up to your guys' questions. Brian, I'll go down the list with the roll call, and I'll be glad to follow up on anything you need.
Kelsey from Atlanta Falcons.
Hey, Coach, you just talked about all three phases of the game. Did you feel like that was as close to as a complete game that you guys have played all year in terms of how special teams, offense, and defense all played?
I think so, Kelsey, and the reason I say that is we knew for us to be at our best, there couldn't be these except four plays and almost this, or two out of three had played well. So when all three phases are really, you know, connected to one another and battling for it, I felt that that take place last night. You have a sense sometimes just even in the readiness, and our team was ready. It doesn't always play out on the game day, but I thought all three phases, their connection to one another, battling for it. I did feel that last night. That was hopefully, you know, the better version of us. And as we're getting here into the second season, I'm glad that these moments are coming together for us.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Will, do you have anything?
Yeah, hey, Coach. I remember you speaking earlier this week about the importance of tackling in this game, given the Rams' ability to get yards after contact. How do you feel like your success in that area really set the tone for the defense? And then Brian Poole in particular seemed to make some great plays on the open field.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought up. That was the first name that popped to mind when we talked about tackling. When I went through the tape last night, you know, there was just some really strong open field tackling for him. And I thought it was an example of trust in our training. Laquan and Jerome and the guys had really stressed tackling this week, knowing that their yards after the catch had been significant. So we had to make sure when the catch took place, that ended the play. And I thought there was a couple examples of Deion on that. Those two in particular, Will, jumped out to me in terms of tackling in the open field. We had a couple of runs that that got out. They weren't due to missed tackles in the second half, but they were explosive that we were disappointed in. But that wasn't due to tackling. And I thought in the pass game, you know, Brian in particular really, you know, was put into those spaces and did a really, really good job in that spot.
Awesome. Thank you.
You got it.
Did D-Led join the call? I'll just circle back and see.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay,
Coach,
go ahead, Led.
Coach, how did you come out of the game health-wise?
You know what? I think for the most part, there's going to be no one that has a setback for this week, Led. We're going to get together with the medical staff here shortly. But coming off the game last night and visiting with the medical team, we should have some guys that'll be limited during the week, much like they were last week, but no one had a setback as far as we know, heading into this week. So we're very encouraged by that, you know, from a medical standpoint. And, this week we're into a normal week where last week was a little bit shorter. So I'm sure the extra day, for the team to get ready and just kind of treat it like a normal functioning week, will certainly help as well.
And can you speak to the play of the line,
Which side of the ball, Led?
The offensive line.
Sure. I thought in the game, I thought, you know, we knew coming in this team, you know, they're very explosive as rushers. And so we thought going in that would be a factor led to make sure we have some opportunities to control at the line of scrimmage. Now, the yards per carry might not have been as high. You know, we had 39 attempts, and it was 3-2, and I think Matt may have had, you know, five or six of those. However, I did like the intent of the finish, especially in the second half. I think it started really in the second half. There was a really strong run by Freeman where he really owned the ball, lowered his shoulder, had a good finish. And that was the one that kind of ignited everybody for the second half in the run game. I thought he was the one that kind of exploded that part to have that long drive go. And having that the ability to run it in the second half, I thought behind the scenes led was a real big part of this game.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it.
On the floor.
Hey, Coach, I got a couple for you. How you doing?
You're doing good, man. Bring them on.
Okay. I remember you said coming into the season that you just would never know how you bounce back from certain situations until you're in those situations again.
Yep.
So, you know, can you talk about the emphasis on running the ball, considering, you know, kind of some of the things that happened last year, you know, the fact that, you know, you got a new offensive coordinator and you said, hey, you know what? In certain situations, we got to run the ball. We got to run the ball well. You know, can you just talk about that?
Give me a little deeper, Vaughn. I'm not sure I'm following you just yet.
You know, last year, you know, in big games, maybe needed to run the ball a little bit more, and you see in this game and how effective it was, and then moving forward throughout this playoffs, the fact that running the ball is going to be such a key factor for you guys.
Okay. I think the biggest thing from this game to me, I thought we knew going in that was going to be a factor to run it. I thought it was a good adjustment, you know, by Stark as far as the game plan goes to make sure we weren't going to get into a drop back game. Their rushers, you know, could jump off the ball and get going. So we had to make sure that part could really come to life. So for me, that part, you know, I was pumped about to make sure it was going. Over the last couple of weeks, we haven't got maybe the big explosive plays, you know, from Carolina and this game in the run game. I would say it was a factor in the win, Vaughn, because they stuck with it. They grinded it through to make sure that, you know, we could own the ball. And I think that is probably a big difference in this year where however we have to play, Vaughn, to win, we're equipped to do that. And if that means win this game in a, you know, low scoring, we're equipped to do that. And if it means, you know, where we have to win a high-scoring game, maybe like out in Seattle, we're equipped to do that. And then we have, you know, our special teams, a kicker, we have to win a close one at the end. He's a guy we have a lot of belief in. So I'd have to say that, you know, this year's team, you know, we're equipped to play however we need to win that game. And I do love that about this group. But I think for this game, what was required for us was to have more run attempts. And we thought it would be a difference in the game. I think in the second half, it certainly was.
Right. And then building off of that, of course, you know, we got a different kind of animal this week with, I believe they were the number one ranked run defense in the Eagles. I know you still got to dig into them and everything like that, but what about that whole dynamic of them being up top?
Yeah, they played terrifically this year. I think, if I'm not mistaken, they finished plus 11 in the turnover margin and finished number one ranked rush defense. Good job in scoring. So we'll have our work cut out for us for sure. We haven't, you know, gone, you know, fully into the prep yet. We're into that this morning. But, you know, each week as you get into the playoffs, it's almost like back to the division games. In our opinion, a lot of times you'll have to throw some of the stats out and say, what's the best thing to do to win this game, this matchup, how to feature our guys with the matchups that we have, the very best. And that's what we'll do, you know, putting the game plan together. I thought last week the staff and the team captured that in terms of what was going to be needed to win that game. And we're going to go right back to the lab again this week, Vaughn, and say, as we study the team and get prepared, what's the best thing for us to go execute and how to feature our guys in the best way. And we've got regard for them, how they play, but we're going to be ready to attack as well.
Okay, and I'm sorry, last one for me. When you went back through the tape, I mean, how impressive was Matt's footwork when it came to making those plays?
I think the one that jumped out the most was on the keeper, you know, the slider back to Julio for the touchdown pass. You know, like when your foot goes all the way out from you and still have the ability to throw a touch pass, you know, that was, I thought, one of the good moments for him. He's a hell of a competitor. And those of you that know him know the nice guy who you see through the media, but in between those white lines, he is a wolf. And I love what he stands for as a competitor, and his teammates know that too. So, you know, I thought just, there's all sorts of examples, you know, getting hit and bouncing back up to get ready for the next one. You know, he really showed that kind of toughness to his teammates.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Charles Odom?
Hi, you mentioned the how you felt the experience of being battle-tested, how that showed last night. How important is it that you're the only returning team in these NFC playoffs?
Well, I think, Charles, it helps because the guys who were in, you know, have this experience and know how to separate, you know, your preparation and make sure that the only battle that you're in is this. And it doesn't allow you to look too far back, you know, to this week. We're not going to look back at last week's game, and we're certainly not thinking about anything past this week. So having that experience to know that you put out or you get out, and having that mindset for 1 week, one time, one battle, I think is important to have gone through that. And there's plenty of guys on the Eagles that I'm sure have lots of playoff experience. But for us, I think that's one of the real keys. You know, it's this week, this matchup, and that's all it is. And when you allow yourself to put your focus just into that, I think that's a good thing. And that's certainly where our mind and our head will be.
Having made the long run last year, did you sense a kind of a quiet calmness, a confident type of feel before the game that maybe you couldn't have if you didn't have that experience?
It's funny you ask that. I think before we played Seattle last year, it was maybe a Wednesday practice, and I just felt like the guys were tight, and I just had brought them together in the middle. There was a couple of errors in practice, and they got, like, this ain't us, you know, like, you don't have to be cautious, that's not our nature. And we kind of loosened up after that. But I think I felt for those guys last year, the first time they were feeling, okay, you know, this is a big moment. And we kind of, that day, I was glad I brought the team together and said, this isn't us at all. You know, let's go out and let it rip and play like we play. So I was glad it didn't happen in the game. And I told them that. I'm glad we're not talking about this after the game, that we were going into a game tight and anxious. That's just not our nature. So this year's team, you know, we probably started our push. I felt like a shift on our team probably 2 weeks ago, Charles, and that was, you know, after the loss to New Orleans, excuse me, and in our preparation for Carolina and our preparation this week. There's been a shift that's taken place with our team. Their readiness, their mindset, their belief, their support of one another, it's really at a strong point for this 2017 team, and, you know, we'll need that kind of mindset again this week.
Thank you.
Yes, Charles.
Jared from 92.9, got anything?
Hey, Coach. Robert Alford had a number of pass breakups last night. Cut down on penalties this year, looked a lot more impressive. Is it just a matter of him trusting his natural skill set as he's been more impressive in 1v1 coverage?
I think both the corners, really over the last 2 weeks, Jared, has been, you know, a real factor. Staying at the line, the challenging, that part to me was really on display. I love when he challenged. He's an excellent competitor, can run with everybody. So it was really an example of, like, hey, man, totally trust your training. You're really equipped to play in this style that we do. So I was pumped to see him do that yesterday for him. I think he had, you know, three passes defensed, and a number of guys did as well. I think there might have been close to, you know, 8 or 9 or 10 on the day. So to have their hands on that many contested passes, that's a good thing for us. And we knew that was going to be a factor because of their ability to, you know, gain yards after the catch. So I was pumped for him and for the other guys to make sure they could really challenge as often as we could.
All right, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Chris D'Amino.
Hey, Dan, I think a lot of times when you try to figure out how good a game a bunch of DBs had, your eyes will go right to interceptions. But from the first stick tackle all the way to Keanu contesting what could have been a late touchdown in that game, was that as good a game as you've seen the DB group play in all the time you've been doing this?
That's a good question, Chris. I think, you know, we knew going in we were going to have to really challenge this group. And they've had too many yards after the catch. You know, that ended up being explosive where, you know, the catch and run plays were going to be there. The tackling for sure was going to be on point. And I thought that's why we were so excited to see Poole on maybe the first open field tackle low to the legs. Not a, you know, blow-up shot. It was, man, get the legs on a runner that, you know, you'll hurdle guys, so make you miss. And I thought just the wrap, it was like, as a coach, you're proud to see, you know, these fundamentals come through. You know us, we're fundamentalists. So to see that type of execution on the defensive side in a game where they have running backs that are, do that, you better, you know, say we're going to try to out-hit them. And in that moment, I felt like that part of our game plan was coming through. But to have that many passes defensed, I thought was a real sign, not only in their preparation, but in their confidence and their technique. And I think as we're getting, you know, towards, you know, the latter part of the season for us, our confidence is growing, and that technique and trust and belief in that is really strong.
And we've had discussions of the two-point conversion short before. What was the consideration not going for two, actually, later in the game?
Yep, I definitely would. I know right where you're at, because I was kind of stuck on the as well. At that point, I thought, let's just keep stacking points. And I couldn't, you know, we thought about going for two to get to the 14, and I just thought at this moment, let's stack points. There was another time earlier in the game where I had considered it as well, so it was on my mind. But at that point, I just thought with that much time left in the game, let's keep stacking points, I thought was the way to go about it, as opposed to going for two there. So that was the only call. I was kind of, you know, could look at it either way. I'm sure much like you guys did as well. But it was definitely one on my mind. I think if they had more time, you know, it might have gone the other way.
And just real quick, you were real honest last week. You said you weren't even going to watch the Rams game from last year, maybe just some special teams. With Philadelphia, you knew who the opponent could be if you won. I'm not sure who's been breaking down a film for you, but when a quarterback change happens this late, what do you actually need to look at to get as ready as you can be this week during practice from Philadelphia?
Knowing, you know, like when there's a system change, does it stay consistent to what they have done? And I think that's really what you, what you want to identify, because most often the scheme stays the same based on who's playing quarterback. Now, they may feature certain plays more than another based on who that, you know, backup quarterback is. So that's what we'll go to see, what's the same and what's different in terms of what they do. Likely, there's not a wholesale change unless there was, you know, a quarterback that had unbelievable movement or, you know, ways to run it more, you know, based on who he was. But in this case, you know, we're really, you know, consistently watching to see what's the same. I think there'll be more the same than the different. And we'll definitely go back and look at last year's as well, knowing from a play caller standpoint on both sides and on special teams as well. You know, we'll look at all the games this year, and we'll certainly look at our game from last year's day.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you got it, Chris.
Hey, Scott, Tom, I know you had a follow-up.
Hey, Coach, just two quick questions for you. With playing on Saturday, how does that change your schedule this week? And from a coaching standpoint, how does that change how you game plan? Because I know you guys are pretty regimented in your days and being able to do that.
Well, what makes it fortunate for us is we can get back to a seven-day routine. And so where normal games might be Sunday to Sunday, this week happens to be Saturday to Saturday. So today in our world of messed up coaching, it's like a Monday afternoon. And so having the extra day this week will allow us to be right into our normal functioning routine. We gave the players off today as their day off, and then we'll kind of get started on the preparation with them tomorrow. And then we'll just go right through a normal week and treat Saturday like a Sunday and work back from there. So we're excited for the opportunity, Kels. We really are, because we're familiar with our routine. How do we go about to do it? And, you know, now's the time the opportunity to go for it, and we for damn sure are going to.
And just last one for me. Last week when we talked to you, you had said you were not that pleased with the special team penalty. That unit was able to cut down on those, so I'm sure you were happy about that area last night.
We were, and the two things that we had talked about on teams, could we make a difference? One, on our cover teams, you know, either could they knock a ball off them or great field position by some tackles, you know, inside the 25, and they did both. And so for that part to come alive against an excellent returner, because Cooper, let's face it, he's had a fantastic year as a return man. So the challenge was set out there for them on their special teams. And I thought John Fox and their group over the last, you know, few years that we've gone against them, or in my case, you know, for all the way back from Seattle, I thought that's been an explosive group. That handled lots of trick plays, fake punts, and so that was going to be a real factor. So I was proud of the guys on the cover teams. We knew if we were going to not have some opportunities on punt return to take care of their punt game, we wouldn't get a lot of returns for Andre. But I was pleased with the way the guys covered last night, and to do it without fouls We know we can get that done. So those fouls in last week's game were close to 90 yards in penalties. So we had to make sure that was not going to be the factor this week.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Thank you, everyone. Appreciate it. We'll see you out here.
Hey, before we close, I just wanted to make sure for tomorrow night, we're also pumped for UGA at the stadium. So it's all red and black for a reason. So we're all pulling for them, and we'll look forward to seeing everybody this week for media.